the truth.
Wage war by way of deception. Thought criminals wage peace by way of the truth. There, how do you like that? That's a good one. I think that's the way it works out anyway. That's looking back all the history I've learned, that seems to be the way it's been. It's very, very odd for the truth to, but it always has its day, you know. And this is Thought Crime Live. This Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. This is hour two, and it is December 30th, 2023, Saturday morning. I'm Stephen Whitener, your host, and I want to remind y'all, Republic Broadcasting is a listener-supported platform. We do have some excellent advertisers, like, don't forget the Dixie Republic, and there's also the Stad Miller's Library book drive. There's a drawing every week of one of the books in John Stadmiller's library, and I don't have this week's book in front of me, but if anyone is able to donate $100 or more, then their name goes in the pot for every week through the first or second week in January. I think there are two more, if I'm correct, and Frank will correct me if I'm wrong. But if you are able, please go to the republicbroadcasting.org website, where you can donate by PayPal, and also you can call RBN at 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3, and set up a debit card or credit card donation. And if you want to be a real thought criminal and be untracked, you can put some cash in an envelope, which is what I've done, and maybe put wrap it some foil or make a check or money order payable to RBN. The mailing address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate that, folks. This is the lifeblood of free speech, and I've been joined this morning by Sean Patrick Terrio, whose website is mark37.com, and we've been talking about digital privacy and trying to take back control of the stuff that we're putting out and letting them use against us. And Mike in Kentucky's online. You were talking about how far this goes back, Mike, and we, you know, AT&T has been, for one, you know, they've been in surveillance business for a long, long time, even back in the days of the telegraph. I mean, it's amazing. I remember learning how the all the telegrams had to go through the War Office there for Lincoln, even back then. And that's a whole different story, but it goes back that far. We've been under surveillance a long time. Anything that they can find out about us, they use against us. It's just the way of war, I guess. Go ahead. Are you still with us, Mike?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All righty, there you go.
I like to offer simple solutions, like you know, so your phone doesn't overheat, you can go into the sub menu on whatever operating device you're using. Operating system you're using, and shut it down and put it in a metal box, like a cookie tin or something like that. And then you tell your friends and family, look, if you're trying to get a hold of me, generally I'm going to be available about 15 minutes before the hour or something like that. So they're not tracking granular data on you 24/7. And I've had a lot of people, you know, joke about that and you know, say things, well, dude, I can't use it at all. And I'm like, well, you're just, you know, you want some privacy or not. But I did have a space science guy that offered to give me a tour of the local space science center. One of the first things he did when he brought us into the place was to plug his Android phone into his Linux operating system. He had a Ubuntu or some version of it where it looked a little bit like Windows on the desktop. He plugged in his phone, and an icon appeared on his desktop where he could edit his phone. Is this running Linux, right? Some of those Androids is a form of Linux.
Yeah, so that's the gist of the Ghost phones that we offer. They're running a open source operating system called Graphene OS. It's the most private, secure, Android-based operating system that's out there. And when I say Android, most people think of Google Android. The reality is that Android is to mobile operating systems what Linux is to laptops. And what Google has done is taken that open source framework and they built all their stuff on top of it and called it Google Android or Droid. So Android is open source. It is a open source framework for operating systems on mobile devices. It is the core of what nearly every single mobile operating system is built off of, is called Android. So with that Graphene OS, it's open source. It allows for each application on that device to be quarantined so that it can't talk to anything else on that device without your express permissions. So you'll get a lot more notifications that pop up when you're using the device that says, hey, this new application that you just downloaded wants to use your Wi-Fi or wants access to your contacts or wants whatever. And you have the ability to say yes or no. You can choose yes or no versus what happens now when you download something, you just click the terms of service and then all of a sudden you've just given that app free rein access to your entire device. And this goes back to a lot of the training. Most people download applications onto their devices, not realizing that they don't need the app to use the tool. So, you know, just like this, we're on a Skype platform right now doing this, this interview. I don't need to download anything Skype. Most people say, well, then how do you use it? There's always ways to use an application through the browser. Not always, but the vast majority of the time, you can use an application through the browser. So when people send me links to Zoom or they send me links to Skype or to Microsoft Teams or whatever, I never download the applications.
Yeah.
I can always use it through the browser.
I've tried to tell people to do that with Facebook. Just log into your browser. Don't use the dang app.
Exactly. I mean, and then if you're using the right browser, if you have like a Brave browser or you're using the right browser, that browser serves as its own kind of firewall between the company, Facebook, and your device so that it's not just sucking data and pulling information off of your device and becoming its device.
fun story about that guy. His name was, I don't know if I should give his name or not. He had the name of a famous actor. Anyway, he was like, look, we can, if you got an idea for an app, we can make a fortune. We can make a mint. And I said, well, how about an app that tells you where the packets are going out of your phone? How about a packet sniffer that says, oh, this app is sending packets to server addresses in China? And he just kind of went. I told you about Adapt's malware and how Adapt's malware was in allegedly 900 million devices, and it was sending home all your data to server farms in China.
Yeah.
I mean, passwords. You remember that?
Well, I remember those Vault 7 tools reading through some of that, and that was just like, oh man, really? We live in a digital prison these days. These things, it's not hyperbole to say that that's what we're holding in our hand, is basically the keys to the bars and cells on our digital prison. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, really. You know, and I feel, instead of feeling trapped by it, which a lot of people will, and people get angry. I don't blame them getting angry looking at what these masters of war are doing all over the world. But, you know, got to do what we can, you know. That's just the way I look at it, Mike.
I'm in the target town of Kim Davis, and about 2007, I got fed up. I got fed up with the dang phone companies giving me lame excuses why they couldn't stop these calls coming in, locking up our fax line. Our sponsors were getting mad. We had a major sponsor, a funeral home, that couldn't fax our obituaries to us, right? So I just started putting this audio on the air when they'd come in random, like people driving down the road, you know, coming home from church or going to work, and I'd call them back and tell them what they've been doing, and they'd be like, how in the heck can I do that? You know, my phone's folded up in my leather belt pouch. How can you send me three voicemail messages of my own phone audio? And so, you know, it's amazing, though, the reactions you get from people. You know, when you tell a mom that I could just hear everything going on in your teenage girl's bedroom with her phone, or a five-year-old's phone, you know. And what this facilitates, I think, is human trafficking, because there's so many people that's just unaware, or they don't want to know about it. And they could, you know, people that are human traffickers could sit there and monitor and profile people. And I heard one guy, a used car dealer, pick up his stepson from the daycare center. Within a couple of minutes, I had the stepson's nickname. I knew what time he got off of work, you know, and that kind of stuff. I mean, the nefarious
actors. We're vulnerable and don't realize it. And will this Graphene OS, does it turn off the microphone and the camera too, Sean? Are you able to control
all
of that? You really? Okay.
Yes, you have full control. So when you turn the mic off, the mic is off. When you turn off your GPS is off. There's nothing else that's got access to the device that can backdoor into it and turn it on without your express permission and knowledge. And that's the key with these devices. And it's the same with, you know, running a Linux operating system. Mm-hmm. If you've got Microsoft Windows running that device, Microsoft owns that device, runs that device. They're going to push through things on the back end of that device without you even knowing it. They can turn it on, they can turn it off, they can do whatever they want to it. And this has been going on for decades. This is for quote-unquote national security reasons, right? So Google and Apple and Microsoft and all these big tech companies, Intel, AMD, you name it, they've all brokered deals with our government to give them some kind of access into these systems. But the key is, when you have access to the operating system, you've got full rein access to that device. So the very first step is not, I would say, go get a Faraday bag. It's get these companies out of the operating system of your device, which is why we train people on how they can do this with their own phones. Unfortunately, if you have an iPhone, you can't un-Apple an iPhone. You have to get a new device. iPhones just kind of sit in their own little walled garden community world. You can't un-iPhone. You can convert a MacBook to a Linux device. You can do that, but you can't take an iPhone and un-iPhone an iPhone.
Oh,
wow, that's interesting. I have not heard that before. I did not know that. Can you? How about if it's an Android phone, not a Google phone, but a Android phone?
Yeah, definitely will. Well, it has to be what's called OEM unlocked.
Okay.
And what that means is that it has the ability for you to take the operating system off and change it with something new. If you're a carrier and I'm getting a monthly recurring fee from someone to pay off the phone, sometimes they will lock that device and prevent you from doing that because they want to monitor. They want to monitor the device. So they want to know that you're using the device and that you're going to continue to pay on the device. You have to make sure it's OEM unlockable.
I've heard Cricket, if you go to Cricket and pay them like $25, they'll get you an unlock code. You unlock your own device.
That's potentially. That doesn't happen all the time. You have to talk to the carrier. They have to make sure that everything's paid off on it. Then they can potentially do that. But really the key with Graphene OS right now is that it only works specifically with Pixel devices. So that's where if you go on our website and you start digging through the different options that we have, they're all Pixel devices because that operating system is designed to be optimized for that open source Android system. And so it has certain security and privacy features that Samsung and LG and other phones don't offer and don't have.
What's your webpage again?
mark37.com. And it comes from scripture, from Mark 3:7, where Christ has officially pissed off the Pharisees and pissed off the Herodites, and he went down to the sea, and it says the multitudes followed him down to the sea. And we believe we live in those times where people are leaving everything and they're turning to Christ to figure out what they need to be doing. Because, you know, when thousands followed Christ down to the sea, they left everything. So they had to rebuild an economy. They had to figure out where they were going to eat, where they were going to go to the bathroom, where they were going to sleep. They had to rebuild everything. So we're not waiting for the system to crumble and fall on its face before we rebuild it. We need to start rebuilding parallel economy right now. And so that's what we're focused on doing.
Mark 37 what now?
Mark 3:7.
Oh, you said it. You talked over top of each other. Mark 3:7.
3:7. Yeah, Mark, the numeral 3 and the numeral 7. Mark37.com. Right. Well, thanks very much for the call.
Let me just line up. All righty. Well,
go ahead.
What devices do you recommend, though? Because I know that was one of the things with Huawei.
Yeah.
They had, I think they were the ones maybe that had the AdUps malware installed from the factory, and you couldn't hardly get rid of it, even if you wiped it.
Huawei specifically builds very high-end, large router and server equipment, you know, big infrastructure. They don't make consumer-level devices. Okay, so it's really not relevant to...
Well, what was with the AdUps malware that was installed at the factory in 950 million devices, tablets, and phones, and you couldn't get rid of it? How do you avoid something like that that's like firmware?
I dig into that. I've got a whole, we could have a whole episode just on that topic, but I have a whole article that I wrote. If you go to the blog, that's called Can We Really Go Ghost with Our Devices? And I go into the details on that.
You said fairway bags. Fairway bags are useless because the device can be programmed to have the microphone hot when you have no carrier.
No, I'm not saying they're useless. I'm definitely not saying they're useless. Faraday bags.
A metal box is better.
But vulnerable, they still record. That was the main point about those, Mike. Hey, listen, thanks very much for the call, Mike. I got a couple more to get to. And let folks know RBN is live again. Thanks again, sir. Right, next up, I have Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, thanks very much for the call.
Happy New Year.
Hey, we got cut by the break. Can you hold? We'll be right back.
I'll hold. Thank you. Right.
All right.
Marching. I hear marching. Outside my window in the rain, I play checkers. I'm sick of checkers. I'm sick of pain.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Listening to Thought Crime Live on republicbroadcasting.org. I have Sean Tario from mark37.com is his website on with me, and Lynn in Maryland called in. Lynn, sorry that the break cut you off. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
That's so exciting. Oh, this is wonderful. I have to tell you, this is just wonderful. And thank you for the name of your website and for Mark 3:7. I appreciate it. Remember, that was right after Jesus was going to heal the guy with the bad hand. And the Pharisees all got angry with him. And then Jesus got angry and looked around on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. And he said to the man, stretch forth thy hand, because they were going to get him for doing something good on the Sabbath day. You know? Yep. So, you know, thank God for Jesus. He's our only hope. But think about something about cell phones. You know, they're constantly cutting off cell service to people in Gaza that they've, you know, put down there, you know, in the south. Now they're like a bunch of fish in a barrel, and they're bombing them. You know, they've got them where they want them, and they can just kill them by the dozen or quadrillion. And they cut off the cell phone service, but they know exactly where they all are. And they're using AI to actually get the biggest bang for their buck, for what will get the biggest emotional reaction from everybody else that hears it. Actually, yesterday I called a guy who is scroll publishing. He has a 2-CD series on what the early Christians believed about Israel and prophecy. I actually called and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. These must be selling like hotcakes. I've had it for a couple years. And his son deals with the phones, and he said, not really. People don't like the message. No, because they like Hagee and Company, you know, and they don't like the truth. I mean, there is nothing godly going on with Israel. Nothing. I can tell you. My birthday was yesterday. I called my congressman and said, give me a birthday present. Stop killing those people. Now, think about something with the technology. Have you read Farahany's book, Battle for Your Brain?
I have not.
No, I'm not familiar with that one, no.
Okay, I'd recommend you get it. The thing is, the point of the book is all about your mental freedom, okay? Except it's not. You got to read the book for just know the truth. Because what she's saying is, because you don't want everybody to have all of your EEG information, but you want to give it to us for our research. Well, they're actually being able to read people's EEGs with earbuds. You don't need all those little things glued to your head. They can do it with a scarf, a headband, or earbuds. Now, how many earbuds do you think they're actually selling that nobody knows are reading their EEG? And you've consented because you used them, even though you don't even know what it's doing, just like everything else, like your DVR recording you, or your TV taking a screenshot every 60 seconds, no matter what you're watching. You know, it could be a video, it could be porn, it could be whatever, but they got a screenshot of what you're doing. And, I'm not talking about camera pointing at you. That was bad enough. But once they have all that, it is nothing to them manipulate your mind.
Yep.
And why are people addicted? Yeah. They're addicted because they are being mentally manipulated. But that's even on one level. Once you get into the level of being able to totally mess with your brain chemistry, you don't have control over that. And the other thing
I agree,
is
Lynn. Listen, thanks for your call, Lynn. I'll let Sean respond on the other side of the break. I agree with all your points. We'll be right back. Well, we'll be right back. Can you hold through the break? We'll be right back.
But I'll only be a second to say it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a bold marauder in its high-ho, hey. I am a white destroyer, for I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover, and I will show you grotto and cave and sand. Altar, and I will show you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I have Sean Tario as my guest. And Lynn and Marilyn, you wanted to make another point and let Sean respond. Back to you, ma'am. Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Thank you, Stephen, and thank you, Sean. Just to put it in Sean's head because he can look it up, I actually, since I learned of this, I have never been online. I've been offline since 2017, and I got rid of my cell phone before that and stopped watching TV before that. And what I learned was that they were running VR in the background of all browser screens, whether it's your phone, computer, whatever it is. Your brain has no, and I had researched VR, so I already knew, your brain has no firewall. Whatever is on there, even if you know you're playing an animated game, it actually believes it as absolute truth. But think about all the stuff you don't even realize is there when you choose to pick the flower or whatever, if it's a game. And when I learned this, the techie who had told about this said, oh, it didn't matter, though, because you didn't have a lens. And I sat straight up and went, oh, my God, oh, no. Because why do we have screensavers and our eyeballs have lenses? So whatever's running in the background there, your brain's taking it in, and it knows it as absolute, utter, total truth for all time, and you're not even conscious of it. Okay, so yeah. I can't do the research on it because I'm offline, but bless your heart, thank you. And remember Gwen Towers. And when they stopped building those Gwen Towers was because they had built HAARP, and Gwen Towers mm-hmm. could control a 200-mile radius around them. Totally
I still see those towers in my neighborhood, Lynn. I do. Those Gwen, that Gwen network's still there.
Down the west coast.
I'm pretty sure I've seen what you're talking about. They're kind of, Sean, are you familiar with that ground wave emergency network? It's like a smaller, the antenna is shorter than a cell tower. And I have seen some that match that description, but I'm not 100%. Are you familiar with that, sir? And let me let you respond to Lynn's other points as well.
I haven't dug down the rabbit hole of the Gwen Towers specifically, no. I have dug into HAARP and some of the others, and the reality that, you know, and I have a whole article actually on 5G and what 5G is and what 5G isn't, because a lot of people think that everything is 5G when that's not the case. The carriers have actually rebranded a multi-point 4G LTE service as 5G so that they could say and claim that they've got nationwide 5G coverage. So they've just rebranded a service as 5G. This 5G stuff that we have to truly be afraid of and that is truly nefarious. I mean, all of the radiation that's being emitted right now everywhere is pretty gnarly and not great. It's bad. But the stuff that's really bad is the stuff that's in the major tier one markets. These devices that are like 3 feet by 5 feet or 4 feet, they're big, they're thick. They cost a lot of money to deploy, and they kick out like 10 to 100 times the radiation that the old stuff used to do that causes all kinds of damage, and it cooks you alive if you're just standing in front of it. That stuff is really what we need to be afraid of. So I think, again, going back to education, everyone's screaming and yelling about 5G, and they don't really fully understand what the heck 5G is. And so I think that's where my role comes in, really, and what we're doing is education and training and trying to just get people smarter, more aware of what's going on around them.
So but that's a different frequency. Yeah. So these devices, are they deployed in the towers now? Or
the 5G that we've heard about that is, again, truly frightening and scary, that's not what you're looking at when you're looking at the vast majority of the towers that are out there. What you're looking at is this 4G LTE multi-point service.
Which is just like a fifth generation of the data algorithm, I guess.
And
one way
all
to
it's doing,
right? Yes.
Yeah, all it's doing is it's making it so that your device can receive data from multiple towers at the same time. So it's kind of like, multi-point, right? So multi-point service. So you're getting data streaming down to your device from multiple towers at the same time. But the 5G stuff that's truly scary, and I've got pictures of it up on the website that you can check out, that has a very short distance. It does not go far at all. And it will fry you alive if you just stand in front of it long enough. And there's people that get sick and their pets die and whatnot when these things are pointed downtown at, you know, inside one of their apartment buildings or whatever. That stuff is gnarly, but they don't deploy that in tier two, tier three markets across the U.S. So when people say, oh, I've got a 5G tower right outside my door, you know, yes and no. You know, where do you live? What specifically is the device that's out there? But that's where these RF detectors that I mentioned before, it's good to have those and have one around and be available
to know how much you're absorbing. Exactly. Yeah, that's a very good point. Okay, we have another caller, sir. Art in Georgia. Art, thanks very much for the call, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Yeah, talking about Microsoft and all of them and spying and all. It's interesting. Several years ago, I don't remember exactly when, but I remember watching an interview where Bill Gates actually openly admitted in front of everyone that they had been building backdoor access for the government, for the NSA, the FBI, since Windows 95. Now, think about how far back that goes. In fact, in 2013, the Washington Post and the Guardian both obtained a leaked 41-slide security presentation, and both publications have said that according to these slides, PRISM, considered a highly classified program, allows the NSA and the FBI to receive data directly from Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, PalTalk, AOL, Skype, YouTube, and Apple.
Yep. Yes. And it's been happening for a very long time, right? And for those of us who have known, we're sitting around being like, I cannot believe all these other companies and organizations and governments are freely and willingly using all of this tech without fully understanding that all they're doing is giving backdoor access to the U.S. government and our three-letter agencies, which, you know, most people have thought, oh, well, you know, the government would never do anything crazy. They would never take this information and use it for nefarious purposes. This is for the defense of our country.
Right.
And I think people are now starting to wake up to the reality that that's not really what they've been doing. They've been using it for their own nefarious purposes to achieve a much different agenda. But yeah, this, what you knew when I saw Microsoft going through the whole antitrust litigation and whatnot in D.C. and sitting down with the DOJ and all the hearings, you knew the backdoor conversations were, look, bro, you can keep doing whatever the heck you want to do so long as we have our ties and our hooks into the back end of the system. That deal was brokered, done, signed, sealed, delivered, and then they sent them out their merry way and gave them a multi-billion-dollar contract to keep doing what they were doing.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of things were consolidated about that time that you were mentioning in the mid-90s where all of the big fish ate the smaller fish, and then we ended up with those just – you know, the beast that's watching us. It's just turned into Obnoxico Incorporated. This one, you know, I call it a digital panopticon too, because we're kind of watching each other in some ways too with it. It giving each other away when we're around each other, and they build the networks and mine the data, not only where you are, what you spend, like you said, waving the cash around saying, rob me, but just exposing everything about yourself to use against you. This data is not collected for your benefit or national security. That's what the sad truth is. People might try to tell themselves that, and it's been that way for a long time too.
I think this is super important, because I get so many people who say, well, I'm not technically savvy, this is too complicated, I can't learn new things, blah blah blah. Honest to God, this is, if we realize that these devices are weapons, right? They're tools and they're weapons. This is like someone carrying around with them and, you know, concealed carry a firearm on them and saying, well, I don't know how to use this thing. I really don't know. I really don't spend much time with it. But I'm still going to carry it around with me and use it all day, every day. And then they're shocked and so surprised when they accidentally end up shooting themselves or shooting someone around them, right? We don't let people carry around firearms without going through training. We should not be allowing people to carry around these technology devices without having some baseline fundamental training as to what they do, how they do what they do. And this goes with our kids as well. We need to be educating our children and not just throwing these things in front of them to amuse them and entertain them and keep them distracted so that they don't bother us, right?
Yeah, I completely agree with that too. The subliminal things that Lynn was talking about earlier I look at kids, they're being subjected to this programming. You know, once you can unplug from it, you start to see things in a different point of view. And the more I can do that, the more that point of view has gotten healthier and more empowering for me. But and then I'll see how society's going. I don't know, man. This is all we can do that I see. Some people want to come and LARP and start screaming about violence and have you charge the machine gun nest or something, but we've got to stop and commit a little thought crime and think what we're doing. You know, I started to think about what I was putting in my, and you just, and it's dawning. Even that, you talked about a plastic that everybody eats, you know. I tried to take control of what I put in my body, but it's still being sprayed by planes like a bug up there. It's still, I am the one they're waging war against. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not, yeah, these masters of war, just the normal everyday Joe is the person that is being, had the war waged against them. No matter what they talk, war on terror, whatever. And this thing right here is the weapon. And if I don't learn to use it better, then, you know, I'm a willing accomplice almost, it seems.
Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly the case. It's what drives me crazy. And even those who are on the front lines of this war, this is what truly infuriates and frustrates me. And I hate to lament on this, but I meet those who are on the front lines of this war right now. And whether it's J6, whether it's the border crisis, whether it's the crap going on in schools right now. And some people just throw their hands up and they say, oh, it's just too complicated. I can't deal with this. And I'm like, how can you sit there and acknowledge that this is a problem, acknowledge that you know who who's perpetrating the problem, and then throw your hands up and say you can't do anything about it? It takes all of an hour or two of you focusing some energy and time to try to figure this stuff out and to try to relearn how to do some very simple things, which within a week or two, you'll have new habits and new behavior, and you'll be totally off to the races and totally fine. You're just unwilling to do it. It's just, it's mind-boggling sometimes. But I can tell people you can do it. We have hundreds of customers, most of which are over the age of 50, to be honest with you, who have taken these things and have run with them. And 100% of the time, when people do the audit first, they get these devices, they start to set them up, they start to migrate their contacts, their phone logs, their text logs, they take all their data off of the old environment, put into the new environment. Then the last piece of the equation is you take your SIM card out, because that SIM card in your phone is what identifies the phone number and the carrier that is tied to that phone number. That last piece is when you take that SIM card and you put it in the device, that's what activates it and is going to direct the phone calls and text messages or whatever to the new device. That's the last piece. When people follow that process, they are successful 100% of the time. The people that just get something, throw the SIM card over, and then they try to figure it out as they go, they end up hitting roadblocks and stumbling and calling us back and saying that they've got this issue and that issue. And they end up sucking up a ton of our time when all they needed to do was just follow the process. Again, it's like opening up a new bank account and then getting pissed off at the companies that are still charging you on the old bank account when you've never called them and told them, hey, I've got a new bank account. I've got a new info. I've got a new number. People just have to be smart about it.
Right. And one final thing, and then I'll jump off. We're in an election cycle right now, you know, and there's still a lot of people that want to support Trump. So for you Trumpers out there, I want you to think about this. In 2016, Bill Gates joined Donald Trump in condemning Apple for refusing to backdoor its products at the behest of the FBI and the NSA, promising that Microsoft would happily compromise its own security on demand for the government. There's your Donald Trump right there, siding with Bill Gates on this. So I want y'all to think about that. Anyway, y'all, thank you much. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Art, at 512-248-8252. If anyone else would like to join right as we go off. But let me, all right, down. The last step you said was the SIM card. The first step is going to be the audit. And I've started doing that, but I think I have to worry about myself is the laptop and the phone, and just taking control back of that microphone and camera when it's on and when it's off. And when you open something, you don't have to download that's going to be a whole different way of looking at things. You know, it makes sense though. That's just basically taking control back of, my output, I guess I'll say, you know, the engagement with this beast, you know, instead of it running me and programming me, that's what technology has done to us. Instead of us molding and creating a new technology to fit our needs, this technology is created, and then we adapt to it more often than
not. It is a tool.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with artificial intelligence or, you know, machine learning. So many people want to fear and pump out so much fear related to AI, but I'm telling you, it is a tool. It is a technology and a tool. And if we're going to run the other direction from leveraging this tool, we're going to hit a point in time where the evil people that are trying to kill us are going to use that tool to even further destroy us. This is no different than the advent of gunpowder and someone saying, well, I don't want to use that because gunpowder is evil and it has potential to kill people. Then we're just going to get destroyed and decimated.
Last break, y'all. We'll be right back.
My name is John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Criminals, you're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you listening to us live right now, spread the word out there in your social media zeitgeist that the RBN's back live again. People may not realize that we're started up already. We'll be expecting it for Monday. And I've been talking with Sean Tario, Mark37.com. We've been talking about trying to gain back some control over that social media zeitgeist thing or the stuff that we're feeding it. Let me turn it over to you to sum up what you do, sir. And I hope that you'll come back on again with me when I've made a little bit further down this road that you're laying out.
Yeah, I would love to do that. And I think people learning from you what that process is like is going to be huge. But you don't have to wait. You can go to mark37.com. We have what we call ghost phones and ghost laptops. And we help people free themselves from big tech. And we have all kinds of articles and tutorials that can help get you started along the way and along the process. We have a whole community online as well, both on Truth Social as well as Telegram. If you go to mark37.com on Telegram, you'll find our channel there. People helping people, customers helping customers. There's huge communities of people, not just on our channels, but one of our close friends and partners, Jeffrey Peterson. If you go to jeff.pro, jeff.pro, if you want to learn more about Linux and getting into learning a little bit more about your Linux systems and Linux devices, which again, you don't have to become a pro Linux user. You don't have to learn how to script and code, but if you do want to learn how these things work and how this, what's going on in the back end, you definitely can, and I would say should, take the time to learn how to do it, but you don't have to. You can pick up these devices. They work. You can use all the apps that you use today. It's a big question that we get. Well, I use this app. I use that app. Can I still use these apps on the new devices? You totally 100% can. You just have to realize that this is now in your control. So if you download the Facebook app, which you can, and you give Facebook now control of your GPS and control over your contacts, you have willingly been given that company control over those tools and those systems. So it's you that is responsible for making those decisions, and you're the one that has the control and the power to do so, versus it just having this by default. And it just happening in the background without your knowledge. So that's the key, is that we're giving people these tools. We're educating and training people. I travel the country, by the way. So if you have a community of patriots that get together on a regular basis and you think you could benefit from some training and education, I do about 3 to 5 hours worth of training when I travel the country and sit down with groups. All of this is on the website that you can learn more about. But if you have one of those groups, please let me know. You can reach me at Sean, S-E-A-N, at mark37.com. Happy to talk to you about potentially getting an event together. We've got so many resources online, but I hope this was helpful and useful to your audience.
That was terrific. Thanks very much for joining me this morning. And thought criminals, you can commit some thought crime live with these tools that Sean's offering. So, and I'll have him back again as I've started to use some of them myself. You guys stay tuned and support RBN. It's the lifeblood of free speech. Thanks very much. Thanks again, Sean.
You're very welcome.
Remember, a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.